101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
Fire it all.
6:03 for a Tuesday morning. Just reading up about Jeff Horn.
Yes.
He is set to make $2 million from the next fight with Pacquiao later in the year.
Oh,
so,
from the next fight?
Yeah, he earned $500,000 for this one, and they reckon he might get about $500,000 in endorsement deals and stuff. So he's looking at about $1 million. $2 million for the next one. Pacquiao got $10 million.
I was going to say, Pacquiao, it's the same as the Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm fight. Holly Holm got paid $350,000. And Ronda Rousey got paid millions.
Well, I guess if you're the big name, that's what you can pull in, can't you?
But then if you win, like, sure, I mean, Holly Holm probably got a lot out of that, but still.
Yeah, I know. I see, here's the thing. He says, have we got his number? Have we got Jeff Horn's number from when we spoke to him? He said in this article, he goes, somehow a lot of people have my number, and I'm not sure how, but everyone's been texting him. He said he even got a text from the Prime Minister that he hasn't had a chance to get back to yet. Can we send Horn a text today and just see how long it takes him to reply to us?
Well, I sent him two in the last week and he hasn't replied to me, so...
Oh, is this to get him on the show?
Yeah. Let's send him a nude photo. I'm willing to put mine up.
You want to take it?
Okay. I'm willing to put mine up.
Which
see
part?
What we get.
Which part would you do?
Everything.
Everything.
I don't know.
No face.
I would like that.
Hey.
Don't worry about the wife.
I bet you he'll write back. New number. Who dis?
And what are you doing later?
What are you doing?
Can we send him something just to see if we get a reply? Like, not a, can we get you on the show, but like a, hey,
for
congrats.
For real, do you want a nude?
Yeah, because Bree's got him on file, ready to go.
I've got one ready to go. Sure. I'm just kidding. It's winter. I ain't taking no photos like that.
I'm sure Rachel sent one on our behalf.
Well, will you not?
Send that one.
I can't send a nude.
Send that one you showed me that one time.
No.
You know the one, the lacy thing?
Yes, I know the one you showed me.
Send that to Horn.
It's real.
Send it to Horn.
Send it.
No.
Sissy.
Do you want me to give you a nude?
Yes.
Oh, well, no. Then we definitely won't get a reply.
Well, who knows?
The last thing Jeff Horn wants is a nude male.
Well, he wouldn't get many, so he might actually reply pretty quick and
might
go, what
stand,
the hell?
Might stand out.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Interesting story I read this morning about model and actor Emily Ratajkowski.
Ratajkowski.
She was the chick who was in the film clip for Blurred Lines.
That's what really put her on the map, isn't it?
Yeah, and then she went on to do a few different movies. I think she was in the movie with...
Ben Affleck.
Zac Efron.
Oh, the DJ movie.
She was in that movie.
And Gone Girl with Ben Affleck. She was the love interest in that movie. So.
Yeah, so she did a few roles, but she came out to an Australian magazine recently and said that she misses out on a lot of roles because she's too sexy and her boobs are too big.
I wonder how that gets in the way. The boobs being too big of roles.
They kind of do get in the way.
Yeah, I know, but that's, you know, you can deal with that, can't you, on the movie set?
Which I don't know. Maybe that is a thing in
Hollywood. Are they too big from what you've seen? Because I don't think so.
To be honest, for her frame, she's got quite a small frame, so they do look probably bigger than a girl who's got maybe a bigger frame than her.
Okay. Look, ladies come in all different shapes and sizes, I know, but for, can I just say, Emily Ratajkowski.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hello.
Doing all right. I mean, don't be disappointed in that.
What are people saying that she's distracting in the movie because she's so attractive?
She's very attractive.
She's a very attractive human.
Yes.
Anyway, off the back of that, Gordy.
Right.
This morning, you know how we do a little thing on this show called...
Oh, this. Where were you?
We really want to know. To celebrate women on this show, all shapes and sizes, especially the big-breasted lasses. We like it. We say go for it.
Yeah.
I believe, Producer Age, you're one of them. I'm kind of on the cusp.
I'm not far behind you guys.
True. So we love it in here. We love the big ladies in here. So this morning on 13, 12, 16, if you haven't heard this game before, you need to call up. You'll talk to our producer off the air. You'll tell her if you have boobs. I'm going to say in this day and age, big boobs would classify over a double D. I'm going to say bigger than a double D.
Okay, so bigger than a double D or above.
Exactly. Oh. You don't need to call, though, if you've got under double D because we have to guess.
Okay.
So you can call with either. We'll take all shapes and sizes.
And what? Is it a stumping?
It's so a, we're stumping. For a stumping. Exactly. Right. If you can stump us this morning on 13, 12, 16, what are we going to hook the ladies up with?
Well, we've got tickets to see Shannon Noll at the Mingara Recreation Club. So we've got Nollsy playing there. July 15, tickets available, shannonnoll.com.au for one of our callers this morning. So
we're just going to guess if you've got big kahunas.
That's next.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM. Where were you?
Done plenty of stuff over the time. Do you have an air conditioner? We did that when it was super hot.
What else did we do?
Are you gay or straight?
Gay or straight,
Mardi Gras. There's been plenty.
We've guessed a lot of things.
Yeah.
But this morning, model and actor Emily Ratajkowski, she rose to fame in the song Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines.
Which you may have seen her assets.
Oh, and she has got some great ones.
Yeah.
She's came out to an Australian magazine this week saying that she believes she doesn't score as many roles because her boobs are too big.
Have you seen her act?
Yeah.
I mean, it might have something to do with the...
It could.
Maybe. I'm just saying. It might not be that.
I mean, she's no, you know, Kate Winslet.
Oh, exactly.
But she's all right.
She's pretty good.
And
yeah,
she's great to look at.
I would suggest that actually maybe helped get to... I don't know. I don't know her personally.
We celebrate women of all shapes and sizes. We'll take whatever we can get on this show. And this morning, we're going to guess, based merely on your voice, whether you've got big girls or not.
All right. Let's go. I'm glad you've suggested this one and not me, because it would come across totally different.
Gordy behind the scenes said, let's do this one.
No, I didn't. I said, okay, I'll ride with you on it.
Yeah, of course you're on board.
First one to stump us this morning gets the tickets to see Nollsy. Let's start with Bree in your mind. Morning, Bree.
Morning.
Good morning.
Now, people we chat to have locked in their answers with our producers. So
we don't know
changed.
The answer. Bree, do you like to run?
Not very often, but I don't like to, no.
Don't like to run.
And when you run, do you wear an underwire sports bra or just a normal sports bra?
I wear an underwire sports bra with a sports bra on top.
Ooh, okay.
Now, she could be trying to stump
us. She could be trying to stump us. Bree, do you have a chiropractor's number on speed dial?
Ooh.
No, I don't.
Okay, you don't.
Ooh, okay.
I'll let you guess on this one, Bree. I'll let you guess everyone,
I'm
actually.
I'm going to say, because we're guessing based on big just boobs are over a double D.
Double D, yeah. Or double D or above.
Double D or above. Mm. I'm going to say you've got itty bitties.
Do I answer what I do? Or
small or big?
Is it under a double D or over?
Under.
Oh, yes!
Bree's got it.
I know my boobs.
You've done well there. Let's go to Emily in Mannering Park. Morning, Em.
Morning.
Morning.
Talk to us. What's going on?
Going to work.
Okay, going to work. Hey,
what brand of bra do you wear, Emily?
Cotton on body.
Ooh.
Cotton on body.
Not all that supportive.
Em, are you familiar with the phrase... My eyes are up here?
No.
Okay, you're not familiar with that?
Interesting.
Right. Interesting, yeah.
I've got a feeling.
Yeah, you're going straight in.
I feel it in my left boob.
Okay.
That she's got big Mount Everest.
Double D or above?
Emily?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I
do.
Bree's done it. You love my name. Thanks, Em. Thanks for calling the show.
I'm on fire
this
morning.
You are on fire. Georgia in Chitaway Bay.
I just remembered something.
Good morning.
Morning, Georgia.
Morning.
What did you just remember?
I just remembered over the weekend, my friend Sophie and I, we wanted to make sure that our boobs were like, you know how you always have one bigger one? Well, you wouldn't know.
Okay.
But we decided we would feel each other's to make sure that we were pretty even. I feel like I've done some...
Research.
Training.
Something's going on there.
come on.
Let's go to Georgia. Last call. Wrap this thing up for us. If you can stump us, you get the tickets to Nollsy. What are you going to ask, Bree?
I'm going to ask, Georgia, when did you first notice your girls coming in?
Most should be about 9.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. Interesting.
Sounds early to me.
Did you say year 9 or age 9?
Year 9.
Okay. No, that's about right.
Year 9.
That's about right.
Yep.
What would you like to ask?
I've just kind of out of questions in regards
to
the...
Have you ever played motorboat?
Oh, wow. You're going in hard there. Could be trying to stump us.
Never played motorboat, which would tell me, I believe...
Yes. You're on fire. Just go with what you feel.
I believe she's got small ones.
Wrong. I've actually got F cup.
S? Whoa! F, is it? Oh.
You've hit the jackpot, Georgia.
I thought you said S cup. I was like, wow, is that...
Do you say F? F.
No, Rachel can actually vouch for this because she knows me.
Oh, right.
So you've seen him?
Not in person. I'm not actually out, but she knows she's seen
right,
him.
Right, okay.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, Rach, you haven't told us about this experience.
She's been doing similar stuff to you and Soph over the weekend.
Georgia, all right, shouldn't have shared that story. Georgia, who would have thought that your big girls would have won your tickets to Knowlesy?
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Loves it. Shannon Knoll playing live, Mingara, July 15. Tickets available at shannonknoll.com.au.
Shannon Knoll's concerts are known for girls throwing their bras on stage. I'm going to say, Georgia, probably don't do that.
You might knock him out.
Yeah, it's going to be a long walk home.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
How are you feeling on that side of the desk over there, Rach?
Much better than about 5 minutes
okay.
ago. We had a bit of a disaster last week in this game, didn't we?
We did. The songs didn't update. I left the studio. I came back. And
that makes this game all the more exciting.
It does. So if you haven't heard this game before, 20 seconds on the clock, 1 second of each song to guess as many as you can. We're going to give away tickets to the ice hockey today for our listeners, which is good. International ice hockey on the coast, it returns. It's on tomorrow night. You can see Canada, USA, Erina Ice Arena. Get your tickets at the door or ticketbooth.com.au.
Gaunda, you are playing for Ali in Chain Valley Bay, and Bree, you are playing for Michelle in Tookley.
Yes, Michelle, I'm here. I'm clear. I'm going to win you the beer.
Thank you.
Ali, I don't have anything that rhymes, but my songs will do the talking, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ali
yeah.
goes, should have went with Bree. She had the rhyme thing, a lot more convincing.
That rhyme thing really won me over. She's all definitely right. going to win.
All right,
I'll
Bree.
Leave. No, it's
Bree.
Me. Yeah, yeah.
It's me.
No, I leave because I left last week and it was wrong, so...
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
However you want to play
he gets
it.
So competitive.
However you want to play it.
All right. All right, Mr. Competitive, out you go. Well, you're taking your time. Get out.
Slowly walking out. What was that? An almost like a Usain Bolt?
He's doing like a.
It was his Usain Bolt version. You. It was weird.
He better be in the booth out there. I always feel like he cheats.
Well, he can't cheat this time because the songs are actually different than last
time. I know, but I feel like he listens.
Nah. Nah.
He's a bit of a cheater.
Well, let's see who wins this time. Here we go. 20 seconds on the clock.
I need
1 second
up.
Of the
I need
song.
To stand up. All
oh,
right.
She's up. She's here compared.
Here we go.
You ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Yep.
Gotta get that.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yep.
Quavo.
Yep. Hey, yeah,
yeah. Pass. Magic Dragon.
Nope.
Pass. Bastille.
I'll give it to you.
Saturday Night Fever.
Nope. If you can get it, I'm not playing it again, but if you can get it, I'll give it to you.
No time to talk.
Even if you know the group.
Bee Gees.
That's it. She's done
Boom!
It. She's done it.
I forgot we can say either or.
Okay, either or. Group or artist.
Okay.
Five.
Okay, good.
Five.
I'm going to get Gaunty.
You got five. All right, Gaunty's coming back in from the very silent booth. Are you ready? He thinks so. All right.
That's a interesting.
How'd you go?
Oh, you'll find out.
Okay.
Smack talk.
They're the same as last week again?
No, they're not. I promise.
They're
okay, here we go.
Oh, my God, I'm so
20
excited.
20 seconds on the clock.
So
name or artist.
Good luck, Gaunt.
Okay?
Shush.
In 3, 2, 1.
Don't tell my heart, make you break your heart.
Yep.
Gotta get that.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yep.
Liam Payne.
Yep.
Alanis Morissette.
Yep.
Imagine Dragons.
Nope.
Pass. Uptown Funk. No,
nope.
Pass. Damn it. Green Day. Blink-182.
Nope. Yep.
What was the last one?
You got the last one right.
Yeah, but was there another song coming?
No.
Okay.
It's even. Oh. Even split, five all.
There was one or two songs I missed.
You missed Achy Breaky Heart.
I got that one.
No. Oh, you did got Achy Breaky Heart. I can't believe you missed the Bee Gees.
You missed the Bee Gees.
My mum will be mortified.
And both of you missed Pompeii, Bastille.
I got it.
You got it eventually.
We can
five all.
We can take or leave that one.
I can't believe you got Alanis Morissette.
What do we do here? Do they both get prizes or do we play one and buzz in for the win?
I've got a shorter timer.
I hate the one thing.
Buzz in for the win. Here we go.
One song?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Buzzing in for the win.
If you get it wrong, you lose.
In three, two,
one.
Breeze. Breeze in.
You buzzed in before you even heard the song.
Two,
I know who it is. If you can't get it, I know who it is. Three.
Is it Britney Spears?
She got it.
Which means, Michelle in Tookley, you've scored the ice hockey tickets this morning.
Oh, the rhyme got me over the
rhyme. Oh, man, I should have just buzzed in my bread. Three, Gordy, anything.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Ice hockey tickets coming your way for the win.
Nice work, Michelle. Yeah.
Thank you.
I need to work on my rhymes.
Oh, she backed the winner.
Yeah,
get up with Bree and Gordy.
CFM.
Darts Team 2017.
Central Coast, are you ready for the biggest thing in darts history? It's Bree and Gordy's Dart Team 2017. Introducing Bree, Heaven and Dart Thomasel, and Daniel Dart Simpson Gore. Central Coast, let there be darts.
You don't treat me no good no more.
We're taking this darts team to the big time, Bree.
It's a big intro for a crappy team.
Oh, yeah. So we did Central Coast Leagues on a Friday night. That went well.
That was awesome. Met some absolute characters down there.
Some dart legends on the Central Coast.
We thought we need to have our second game.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we're a better place than the Entrance Leagues Club.
So they do it on a Monday night there. And the guy running the show.
Which they told us about this guy.
Yeah.
At Central Coast, they said you need to look out for this guy, Big Norm.
Norm joins us this morning. Hello, Norm.
Hey, mate.
Hello, mate. How did we go last night, in your humble opinion, seeing our dart team?
Did we have any form?
Yeah.
Well, you're not the worst we've had. How's that?
Okay, thanks, mate.
I'll take that, Norm.
I'll take that.
That's a big compliment.
Now, we took on yourself and a young guy by the name of Hayden, so Norman Haydos. First game went to you because it's best of three.
Which we did all right in the first game.
We did go all right. First game went to you. Second game went to us.
We got
a little mini win there, Norm.
Got a little one back.
I thought you might have even got the third one.
We did. Well, it did come down to the last couple of doubles,
didn't it? So if anyone hasn't played darts before, it starts at 5:01 and you have to get down to the very last numbers, but you have to score a double.
To finish it off.
Which is the hardest part for you and I.
And can we just play a piece of audio? Because when Bree and I have a mini win, and we're yet to win a best of three, but when we get a win with inside that three, I just love how cool and...
We're so humble about
relaxed
it.
Relaxed and...
It's like we win all the time.
I want it so bad!
Yes,
we get a win! We get a win!
Third game!
Yes!
We celebrate hard.
Yeah.
The mini wins.
I mean, subtle.
Oh, Norm. Mate, congrats on beating the worst team in darts last night, just.
Did you feel great, Norm?
Did you feel good about yourself?
Oh, yeah, no, I feel tops.
Can you give us any advice going into our dart career? We need some bit of advice from you, Norm.
Maybe just standing still might help.
Standing still.
Yeah, we do get excited. Yeah.
More you, Daniel. Yeah, you just jump around a bit, mate.
I get excited, mate.
Yeah, I know, but that's why you're trying to throw. You want to be standing still.
I step up to the hockey and I'm just too excited. I sway everywhere. I just want to get that dart in the right place.
I'll stop doing the dart chat.
Yeah,
stand up to the hockey. Good dart.
Stand up to the hockey. Mate, thanks for having us down there yesterday. Where should we play next? We hear Ed Long on a Wednesday night. It's pretty good. Should we hit up that?
Yeah, mate, you got that. You got Munmora, Doylo.
Okay.
So there's a few out there. Breakers.
Breakers, yeah. We're definitely going to hit up Breakers and we're going to have our own night. Just quickly, just Norm, get real with us for a second. Is there a bit of chatter amongst the dark community that this team is shaking things up?
Yeah, well, you're livening it up, that's for sure.
We're livening it
I'm
up.
I'm happy with that.
I'm happy. We're happy to liven things up, mate.
Yeah.
I think they're running scared a little bit.
A little bit. I love that I've gotten the nickname within the dark community of Jagalina.
Jagalina, because you jag it.
Yeah, I jag it. And just, yeah. It's a fluke most times.
Norm, good on you, mate. We'll see you around the darting traps, yeah?
Yeah, no worries. Not a problem.
Good darts, Norm.
Good darts, Norm.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Good darts. See, we are in.
The Entrance Leagues Club on a Monday night is where you can hit up their dart night.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty. CFM.
Look, I know this is a serious topic, but I don't know who's running these Facebook posts by the police at the moment, but they're doing some funny stuff.
They always do.
Yeah, which cuts through, and I think it's getting through to the people. But the post yesterday said, have you misplaced a lazy $1.6 million in cash?
What did the bag look like?
It was like a suitcase. It was very kind of what you see out of the movies. It's all organised into $50 and $20 notes into bundles.
Was it Lloyd and Harry from Dumb and Dumber? Yeah,
possibly. It says here, we're looking for a person that left this sum of money behind at a property in Western Sydney. Our officers were at a warehouse investigating a suspected drug importation when we found the stash of cash. They're looking to chat to people. They said they've kicked off court process to have it listed as unclaimed cash. But if you reckon the cash is yours, we'd be very keen to speak to you. And like by speak with you, we definitely mean that the suitcase.
Arrest you.
Yeah, exactly. And then they've gone hashtag mo money, mo problems.
Did they really?
Yeah.
A part of me just wants to message just to see if there's potential of maybe getting the money.
Well, people have done that.
Have they?
And the police have replied.
What'd they say?
This guy says on the Facebook page, wait, let me check my storeroom. I misplaced it again. Thanks, AFP, for finding my money. Where can I collect it from? Their reply, prison? Here's a question. If you found $1.6 million in cash.
I'm not handing it in.
You're keeping it?
Oh,
you keeping it, eh?
Said that on the air.
No, that's all right. It's a moral dilemma.
Okay, this is what I've always had the dilemma of, right? Whenever I see stories like this or I see it in the movies, because these kind of situations happen in the movies, I always think, wouldn't you take just a little bit out? I mean, they're not going to notice. Take a couple of hundred grand out.
Oh, a couple of hundred grand? I would have gone into the bit higher than that.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I'd probably take, I don't know.
Oh, it's 1.6 million. Just return 0.6. I mean, you still...
No, because then they're going to notice.
Are they?
Yes.
They didn't know the million was there originally, did they?
Well, the criminals are.
I'm not worried about them. Well, I mean,
they're the ones you should be worried about because they're going to come after you.
Hang on a second.
Listen to you. Oh, where's the song Thug Life? I'm not worried about those guys. Thug Life.
Let's just reset the... Let's just set the record straight, okay? We would hand in every cent.
Hypothetically. Though.
Yes.
I'd take a couple of hundred K.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Hey, interesting to find out that surgeons in New South Wales have been using Snapchat to promote their work, which I thought, what?
Which, when I saw this, I thought, what, they're talking to the Snapchat and saying, you know, whatever, but you're saying they're using it in surgery.
In surgery. So it says here, a Sydney hospital has banned its surgeons from using Snapchat during surgical procedures.
Are we talking plastic surgery?
There's a bit of that, yeah. Bit of plastic
that's
surgery.
That's what I probably think it's most of.
Cosmetic surgery.
Cosmetic surgery.
Says, due to fears they could be sued by patients over privacy or negligence issues.
Surely not if someone's doing a triple bypass, they're not whipping out the Snapchat going, which filter, guys?
Well, where,
which one looks good?
Where do you stop? Where do you draw the line, you know?
Well, they shouldn't be Snapchatting someone when they're under anaesthetic anyway.
Well, it says here that a lot of the time a customer will give their approval.
Okay,
right,
so they have got their approval.
But then what they don't know is what's being filmed when you've gone under. So they've had cases where it says here, now this is Sydney plastic surgeon Laith Benuti from Westmead Private Hospital. Represent, that's where I was born. He says, even if the patient consented for their photo to be taken, they might not consent. Now, this is quote, their pubic hair, genitalia or nipples or their face could be in the video.
Because, like, I mean, if they're signing something, it can be very non-descriptive about what it actually is that will be on Snapchat.
He also claims that an Australian hospital and one of its surgeons, allegedly, I'll say, because I'm not 100%, but it says they're being taken to court by a former patient over privacy concerns involving the app. So, I don't know. I mean,
I just find it a bit creepy, even in itself. Like, anything, like, while someone is under anesthesia, like, and you're taking Snapchats, I just would say no, blatantly no, because I don't know what's going to happen. Well, I'm asleep.
But I'm thinking, just concentrate on the job that needs to be done.
I mean, yeah, that too.
Even if I am getting cosmetic surgery and it's as simple as that, I don't want to come out with a wonky breast job.
Yeah, well, hopefully you're not getting that done.
If I did, I wouldn't like
the music. Your boobs are fine the way they are.
Yes.
They're perky, okay? Well, you don't need it.
I'll work on
it. You don't need to go a bigger size, trust me. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I feel like, are they actually doing the Snapchats or is it like someone else in their team? Because if it's actually them, I think you've got bigger problems to worry about.
So one hand on the surgery, the other hand on getting the right angle on the Snapchat. Check out my work, guys. Yeah. Hey, this is connected to the heart and this is... got it on camera, though. Got it.
That's rough.
For everyone to see, which is good. Look, I'm happy with the ban.
I think it's a good decision.
It's not needed.
Not needed.
It's not needed.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM. A plus-size model by the name of Natalie Haig. She's from the US. She's in the news today as she confronted a man on a plane who fat-shamed her. And it's disgusting, can I say, the story. And I say good on her. She confronted the guy who was texting on the plane. That she was sitting next to him and he was texting his friend and she could see everything.
Right.
And she joins us on the show right now. Natalie, morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm quite doing good. How are y'all doing?
We're very well, thank you.
We've got some audio here. Now, is this the...
This is the audio that Natalie took of the guy sitting next to her when she confronted him.
Okay.
I couldn't help but notice that before we took off, you were sending really horrible text messages about me to somebody.
No, I wasn't.
I have photos. Yes, you were. You said... They said something about, well, hope she didn't have any Mexican food. And you said, oh, she ate a Mexican. Well, if my flight doesn't take off the ground, you know why.
I apologize. I was drinking and I apologize.
You made me feel so uncomfortable to exist in this seat.
You know, in fairness, you probably shouldn't be sitting in a Mexico seat. You know, when they ask you, are you willing and capable to assist people in getting off the airplane in an emergency, do you honestly think that you are?
That's funny because I work out about 5 times a week. I'm here for a shoot. I'm a model. You know nothing about me by the size of my body.
Yeah.
You know nothing about me. So I didn't have a choice on where I sat. I had a choice to get this bigger seat so that I didn't inconvenience anybody else. Okay. I know I am big, but I have not been in your way, and you have not left a neck mark on the side window. Yeah, that was really funny, huh? That's so funny. You liked that one, huh?
I apologize.
Yeah. Don't ever treat somebody like that again.
You're right.
You don't know anything about me.
You're absolutely right.
Can I just say, go girl.
Thank you.
Because a lot of the time this kind of stuff happens and people are too afraid to speak up and speak their mind and stand up for themselves. How do you feel? What's the response been like? Because obviously this is going viral now. Everyone is talking about it. What's the response been like to you?
It's been overwhelmingly positive. A lot of people sharing their stories with me about things that have happened to them, you know, like really horrible stories of like why they don't even travel anymore because, you know, people have humiliated them or, you know, just made them feel terrible about themselves. And, you know, even older people, like there was a lady in her 70s that, you know, emailed me and let me know, like, you know, so many years ago this happened to me and I've just been so afraid to travel ever since then, you know, and it felt really good to hear you stand up for yourself, you know, and that's what most of it is. There is some negative, of course, because there's always going to be negative. But overwhelmingly, it has been very positive, and I've really appreciated everybody sharing their stories with me.
It's an intimidating moment. How did you feel in the heat of it? Did you feel empowered? Did you feel like I know you sound very confident in your delivery and putting this guy back in his place? But I know, no matter how you sound, the feeling must have been intense.
It really was, and I had pretty like the whole flight to think about it. Because all of this happened before we ever took off, and then we took off and, you know, I had 3 hours to kind of think about it of like what I wanted to say and if I wanted to say anything at all. And I felt good. It almost felt like a little bit of like relief that I actually, for once, got to tell somebody that they hurt me. Because, right. you know, so many people on the internet, you know, have a go at me all the time just because, you know, I put my life out there in the public for people to follow. And, you know, people in my past have made me feel terrible. And it felt really, really good to actually be able to say something.
Because, Natalie, the background story is as well is that obviously you're a plus-size model and you were traveling somewhere to do a photo shoot, and you actually got the seat, the exit row seat, because you were kind of wary about, you know, wanting not to encroach on someone else, and you needed the extra leg room, so you went the extra mile and got that seat. And then to have someone, even he was huffing and puffing and making a massive deal about it, wasn't he?
Right. And it's just like, you know, the company who sent me out there didn't think anything of it. You know, I've flown a ton of times in economy, and it's never been a big deal. And it was just surreal. It was surreal that, like, even upon walking up to the seat, you could just see his whole body language just melt. Like, he was just so upset that it was happening, you know? And it was just so surreal. And I tried, you know? If I could have had first class tickets, I would have paid for it. I had been calling, you know, I got my itinerary about 2 weeks before I took off, and, you know, had called the airlines. Is there, you know, any other class, any other seats? And they're like, no, the only thing you can do is upgrade your seat. And you know what? I feel like I did my due diligence. And even on top of that, I still wasn't in his space. Like, you know, I put photos out there of how I was 6-7 inches away from him. Like, it's like he just wanted to make fun of somebody.
Right. I have seen the photos. You weren't in his seat at all.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Because that, I mean, some of the airlines are so tight anyway. I mean, you're so close to some
exactly,
people.
Exactly,
so
right. Even normal
kind of
size people, or, you know, like just everyday people. I encroach on people. I'm a big girl. I'm nearly 6 foot. So it's hard, you know. But I just love the message of, you know, sometimes you just need to stand up for yourself and maybe make someone realize that what they're doing and their actions can really affect someone else.
Did you think about saying anything at the start, or did you think, oh, I've got a long time in the air next to this guy, I might wait till the end? It's very kind of tactical, isn't it?
That was it. And I almost did, but it was, you know, I knew that the flight was oversold. There was nowhere for me to move to. I couldn't get off the plane. I was getting right off the plane to go to a meeting for the shoot. And it was just like, I gotta put up with it.
Yeah.
And then the whole flight, you know, he had his elbows like in my side and like taking up as much space as he could. And like, just spreading his legs forward. I mean, like, he had plenty of room, and I didn't move. I didn't dare move. Like, I sat cross-armed the whole time because I didn't want to dare to be in his space. You know, like, he just made me feel so terrible, just in such an inconvenience to him for just being alive, you know, in the seat next to him. It was wild.
Yeah, no matter the situation, no one should have to feel like that, should they? Especially,
exactly.
I mean, look, people are talking about it. You've raised the conversation, so you've really put it out there.
And
I'm sure there'll be people that appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
cool. If you want to follow Natalie.
Yeah, that's something really... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, if you want to follow you, Natalie, Natalie Haig, she's a plus-size model from the US. You can follow her on Instagram at Natalie Means Nice.
Yep, that's me, all spelled exactly how it sounds.
Little shout-out for
you. She's a beautiful woman.
Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Nat.
Thank you.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.